In the labor room at Sitka Community Hospital, CEO Rob Allen draws up a leather chair. I take a seat on the delivery bed, covered with a purple duvet. His own daughter, Sabina, was delivered here by C-section.
I just remember feeling very relieved after a long day of labor without much to show. And this beautiful daughter, a very tiny little baby. And it was amazing.
So the end of baby delivery at Sitka Community intimately affects not only his family, but all families in Sitka, most especially five sets of parents due to deliver between now and March 30th. That's when hospital leadership was planning to end obstetrics while keeping prenatal and postnatal treatment. But then the hospital's nurse OB coordinator, who was on a three-month contract, quit with 2 weeks' notice. She proved difficult to replace.
When we couldn't find a replacement, it just seemed obvious we would just have to stop.
Why did she decide to quit?
She didn't feel comfortable with our program. She didn't think that we were able to provide the support that she felt was necessary for her to do her job and do it to her satisfaction.
And because of that, the last baby to be born at Sitka Community Hospital was delivered on December 30th. The ward is quiet now. Allen said he's disappointed to be ending the program so abruptly.
Not what we were planning. We were hoping to end it in a, more carefully laid out manner. But just knowing the safety of our patients comes first and did not want to have any concerns there or problems there.
So instead, those five couples will give birth at Search's Mount Edgecombe Hospital with one of seven doctors on rotation. Two of those doctors, Dr. Charles Rosell and Dr. Jason Koskinen, are from Sitka Community, and the hospital will continue to collect revenue from their work. In ending OB, Allen estimates the net savings to be as much as $100,000, but this decision was never about money. It was driven by staffing shortages. A lack of qualified nurses is also what prompted the closure of OB from 2009 to 2011. Meanwhile, Mount Edgecombe Hospital is preparing for those new families. They have five primary care physicians that deliver babies already, as well as a board-certified obstetrician. While the collaboration is happening sooner than expected, Search COO Dan Neumeister says their program is well-equipped to take it on.
Providing OB services is kind of like providing firehouse services. You've got to be ready 24/7 regardless of whether you have 50 deliveries or 60 deliveries or 70 deliveries. So it really doesn't impact us too much at all.
Roughly 100 babies are delivered in Sitka each year, and starting now, the hospitals will collaborate on bringing them into the world. That's not the case, however, with clinical care. Search has opened a weekend walk-in clinic, they're calling the Sitka Medical Center Express Clinic, that will compete directly with Mountainside Family Healthcare. It's not for serious illnesses or accidents, but those day-to-day health complaints.
Think about folks that need care for sore throats, need care for other types of simple illnesses. We'll be able to see them, write prescriptions, and help them move on very quickly.
And it's located in the former Moore Clinic, sold to Search by Dr. John Totten. The building is just a few steps from Sitka Community Hospital. Neumeister says Search plans to open the clinic 7 days a week eventually, and that physicians are now seeing patients on a sliding scale.
The fees drastically drop and can drop as low as $50 or $25 for a visit.
Sitka Community once had its eye on the Moore Clinic as a place for expanding administrative operations, but Search swooped in and bought it first. Allen says he's instead focused on building a modular unit for the clinic, which will expand the physical footprint of the facility and lower patient wait times. As for the obstetrics ward, Allen has a few services in mind, cardiology, swing beds, plans he hopes will come to fruition in the coming months. But the first order of business is to shut the lights off on labor and delivery.
This light too?
Yeah.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.